अवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञाः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः ज्यायन् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञाः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः ज्यायन् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञाः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः ज्यायन् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः ज्यायान् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः ज्यायान् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः मतजी ज्यायान् गुणैरवरजोऽप्यदिते सुतानाम् लोकान् विचक्रम इमान् यदतादि यज्ञः श्माम् वामनेन जगृहे त्रिपदच्छलेन याज्ञामृते पतिचरन् प्रभुभिर्न चाल्यः वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्स् ज्यायान् द ग्रेटेस्ट् गुणैः बै क्वालिटीस् अवरजः ट्रान्सेण्डेण्टल् अपि आल् दो हि इस् सो अदितेः आफ् अदिति सुतानाम् आफ् आल् द सन्स् नोन् एस् आदित्यस् लोकान् आल् द प्लानेट्स् विचक्रमे सर्पास्ड् इमान् इन् दिस् यूनिवर्स् यत् वन् हू अत देर् फोर् अधियज्ञः द सुप्रीम् पर्सनालिटि आफ् गाड् इड् क्ष्माम् आल् द लेण्ड्स् वामनेन इन् द इन्कार्नेशन् आफ् वामन जगृहे accepted tripada three steps chalena by pretension yajñam begging. Rite, without. Paticharan, passing over the right path. Prabhubihi, by authorities. Na, never to be. Chalyaha, to be bereft of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord, although transcendental to all material modes, still surpassed all the qualities of the sons of Aditi known as the Adityas. The Lord appeared as the youngest son of Aditi, and because He surpassed all the planets of the universe, He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the pretense of asking for a measurement of 3 footsteps of land, He took away all the lands of Bali Maharaj. He asked simply because, without begging, no authority can take one's rightful possession. Purport. The history of Bali Maharaj and his charity to Vamanadev is described in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bali Maharaj conquered all the planets of the universe by rightful possession. A king can conquer other kings by strength, and such possession is considered to be rightful. So Bali Maharaj possessed all the lands of the universe, and he happened to be charitably disposed towards the Brahmanas. The Lord therefore pretended to be a beggar Brahmana, and he asked Bali Maharaj for a measurement of 3 footsteps of land. The Lord, as the protector of everything, could take from Bali Maharaj all the land he possessed, but he did not do so, because Bali Maharaj possessed all those lands by king's rights. When Bali Maharaj was asked by Lord Vamana for such small charity, Bali Maharaj's spiritual master, namely Shukracharya, objected to this proposal because he knew that Vamanadev was Vishnu himself pretending to be a beggar. Bali Maharaj did not agree to abide by the order of his spiritual master when he understood that the beggar was Vishnu himself. And he at once agreed to give him in charity the land requested. By this agreement, Lord Vamana covered all the lands of the universe with his first 2 steps and then asked Bali Maharaj where to place the 3rd step. Bali Maharaj was very glad to receive the Lord's remaining step upon his head, and thus Bali Maharaj, instead of losing everything he possessed, was blessed by the Lord's becoming his constant companion and doorman. So, by giving everything to the cause of the Lord, one does not lose anything, but he gains everything that he could never otherwise expect. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vichamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namon Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, we are currently discussing from the conversation that happened between Brahmaji and Narada Muni. Narada Muni had requested Brahmaji to speak about the process of creation, and Brahmaji spoke about the Purushavatar Katha, the actions of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, who assisted in the creation process. And subsequently, after thoroughly fulfilling the desires of Narada Muni to hear about the creation pastimes, Brahmaji says, Pradanyato yan risha amananti leelavataran purushasya bhumnah apiyatam karna kashaya shoshan anukramishye tayiman supeshan. He says that, my dear Narada Muni, you had a desire to hear on the topic of Leelavatara Katha. I have answered and fulfilled your desire. But I have a desire which is very close to my heart, which is, I wish to speak on the topic of the Leelavataras. So I wish to speak on the topic of the Leelavataras. So, and why Leelavatara Katha? He says, Pradhanyato yan risha amananti. Because the sages and the knowledgeable people glorify this Leelavatara Katha for its very valuable content. And Supeshan, and these topics are very pleasing to hear. Unlike the Purushavatara Katha, which is, you know, in one sense, creation is not so pleasant to hear unless someone has a very interesting taste, right? And apiyatam, while Purushavatara Katha or Srishti Leela is meant to be understood, Leelavatara Katha is meant to be relished. Therefore, Brahmaji says, ta iman. Therefore, these topics are very close to my heart. So, I will speak about the Leelavatara Katha. So, and then he starts one verse glorifying, one or two verses glorifying different just give me one second. So in that series of Leelavataras, currently he says that now let me speak about the incarnation of Vamanadev. How Vamanadev came to Bali Maharaj, cheated him, or so-called cheated him, and took on the pretext of taking 3 steps of land, how he took everything that he had, arrested him, sent him to the Sutal Loka. You know, that is the episode. 2 years back, incidentally, it was my turn to give class on Vamana Dwadashi. So, I had prepared some notes. I am going to use the same notes. So, I mean, recycling. So, we are not going to go over the whole pastime, very little time. So, Vamanadev has already appeared. He asked for 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj was very amused, you know. Why did you have to come to the king to ask just 3 steps of land? You know, it's like an insult to the king. Ask for more. And Vamanadev declined now. And then he gives him a big speech about the importance of satisfaction in life. How important is satisfaction if you are not satisfied and all that. Which is quite contradictory to what he actually did. So he said, no, I am very satisfied. You know, a Brahmana should be satisfied. If you are not satisfied, whatever you get, you know, you will not be happy and all that. And then Bali Maharaj was pacified. Ityuktaha sa hasan aha vanchataha pratigrihyatam vamanaya mahim datum jagraha jalabadam. So, he was satisfied that such a small boy was speaking such exalted philosophy. So, he smiled, he took up his kamandalu and he said, okay, As for whatever you want, I will give you, no problem. You want just 3 steps? Take it. At that point of time, Shukracharya, who is addressed here as Vidam Varaha, he is the best of the knowers because he was going to reveal the identity of Vamanadev to Bali Maharaj. Janam Chikirshitam Vishnoho Shishyam Praha. Understanding what was the actual plan of Lord Vishnu, who had come in the form of Vamana, he spoke to Bali Maharaj. He said, Esha Vairochane Sakshat Bhagavan Vishnu Ravyayaha Kashyapad Aditer Jato Devanam Karya Sadakaha. O Bali, do you know who are the parents of this boy? Aditi and Kashyapa. Okay. That should ring some bell, some alarm. Aditi and Kashyapa, the same father and mother of the Devatas. And he has come here for Devanam Karya Sadakaha. He has come here to fulfill the interests of the Devatas. He is Lord Hari. So therefore, don't give him. Pratishrutam tava etasmai yad anartam ajanata na sadhu manye daityanam mahan upagato anayaha. Na sadhu manye, he says, I don't think it's a good thing that you should be doing. Yad anartam pratishrutam. This is a pratishrutam means promise. This is a very dangerous promise that you are planning to give. Mahan daityanam maham anayaha upagato. This will bring great misfortune to the daityas. Don't do it. Yeshate sthanam aishwaryam shriyam tejo yashashrutam dasyatyachidya shakraya maya manavako harihi. You know who is this? He is Hari. Hari means, Shukracharya means that he will steal everything. But Bali Maharaj understands, oh, he has already stolen my heart. Yes, he is Hari. Like that he was thinking. Indeed, he is Hari. He has stolen my heart. And Shukracharya says, you know what he will do? He will steal your land, wealth, beauty, power, fame, everything and give it to Indra. And Bali Maharaj is already enamored. He says, no problem, let him take. But Bali Maharaj tells Shukracharya, look, he has asked just for 3 steps of land. Okay, let him take it. What is the problem? Shukracharya says, Tribhir Kramair Imal Lokan Vishwakaya Kramishyati Sarvasvam Vishnave Dattva Muda Vartishyase Katam. He said, my dear Bali, you don't know. In two steps he will cover the whole universe. Okay. Or in 3 steps he will cover the whole universe. And you will lose everything. After losing everything, how are you going to live? You fool. Of course, spiritual master, he can talk like that. Bali Maharaj says, well, that's okay. I will give everything. Let him take everything that I have. At least my promise will be fulfilled. At least my promise will be fulfilled. Shukracharya says, no. Your promise also will not be fulfilled. Kramato gam pada ekena dvitiyena divam viboho. Kam cha kayena mahata tartiyasya kutogatihi. He will cover the earth, earthly, the lower planets with 1 step. All the higher planets with the 2nd step. And everything in between with his body. Where will you give the 3rd step? Which means, you had agreed for 3 steps. You would be able to give only 2 steps. Your promise will remain unfulfilled. You know. Like they say, right? Jat bhi gaya, pet bhi bara nahi. You know, like that. You know? So you want to, either if you want to give promise and take the fame of fulfilling the promise, then it's okay. Or if your promise is not going to be fulfilled anyways, don't offer it only. At least your life will be saved. And then you know what will happen if you are not able to fulfill your promise? Nishtamte narake manye hi apradatuhu pratishrutam. Pratishrutasya yo anishaha pratipadayitum bhavan. If you are unable to fulfill your promise, you will go to hell and suffer there. Is that what you want to do? And Bali Maharaj says, well, I may not be able to completely fulfill my promise. Let me at least try to as much as possible fulfill it. Is that wrong? Now, Shukracharya, now Bali Maharaj is a devotee. Okay. And Shukracharya is trying to convince Bali Maharaj by quoting Arthashastra. Okay. Which he said, that's not, when the Supreme Lord is there, how can you convince a pure devotee from not worshipping the Supreme Lord by quoting Arthashastra, which is not even on the level of Dharma Shastra? He says, Natad danam prashamsanti yena vrittir vipadyate. Danam yajnas tapak karma loke vritti matoyataha. He says that, you know what the Shastras say? Which Shastras? The Arthashastras. They say that one should never give in charity, sacrifice, or one should not perform any karma which will threaten their own livelihood. Now your own livelihood will be threatened. You should not give that charity. It is not recommended. Dharmaya yashase arthaya kamaya swajanaya cha panchada vibadan vittam ihamutra cha modate. You know what? Further the Arthashastras say, you should divide your wealth into 5 parts. Dharmaya, 1 part for dharma. Yashase, 1 part to increase your fame. Arthaya, and 1 part for getting material objects. Kamaya, 1 part should be there for your sense gratification. Swajanaya, and 1 part for your relatives and people who are dependent on you. So, you may use that 1 part which is meant for your fame for giving in charity. But the other 4 parts you should not give. This is what the Shastras say. So, I forbid you from giving in charity. But Bali Maharaj says, look, I understand. From Artha come to Dharma, come to the level of Dharma. He says, I have promised to give in charity. And as a Kshatriya, if I don't fulfill that promise, then I will incur the sin of lying, and that too lying to a Brahmana. So now, Shukracharya gets into classic Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means what? He is going to suggest Bali Maharaj to choose the letter of the law rather than the spirit of the law. Okay. So he asked Bali Maharaj, okay, you promised? Bali Maharaj said, yes. He said, did you chant Om? And he said, no. That's it. You know, if you have not chanted Om, in the strictest sense, it is not considered to be a complete promise. Okay. And then he says, look, maintaining the body is more important than maintaining the truth. Okay. What will you accomplish by maintaining the truth if you are not able to even maintain your body? Right? And what is the point of speaking the truth if by speaking the truth you will lose all your scope for enjoyment? And moreover, please don't think that I am misguiding you. Only a habitual liar will become infamous. You are not a habitual liar. Okay? So, one lie is okay. Even if you may consider that it is a lie. One lie is okay. You are not a habitual liar. You will not become infamous. And moreover, the Shastras say that if you are trying to flatter a woman, or if you are joking, or if in order to get married, or in order to earn one's livelihood, or if you are put in a dangerous situation, or if you are trying to protect the Brahmanas or cows, under these circumstances, you can definitely lie. And now, you are in a dangerous situation, your life is under threat, so you can definitely lie, no problem. So, Bali Maharaj heard all this, you know, and he was not at all impressed, because his Shukracharya's value system was completely different, and Bali Maharaj's value system was different. So he was not impressed, rather he was very pained to hear these words from Shukracharya. He remained silent for a while and he thought, how do I get out of this situation? in the most graceful way. So, anyways, Shukracharya was not a spiritual master. Because a true spiritual master would never forbid his disciple from worshipping the Guru. He was just a teacher who was teaching him good governance, whatever that might mean for the Asuras. So, that's all. So, he understood that now there is a threat between my following the instructions of my Guru and my pleasing Krishna. Of course, let me follow Krishna, but I will try to do it in the most graceful way. I will try my best. That's what Bali Maharaj thought. So, Bali Maharaj said, my dear Gurudev, what you say is right. Actually, that dharma which threatens one's artha, kama, yasha, etc. should not be done. So, you are right. But, sachaham vittalobena pratyachakshe katam dvijam pratishrutya dadami iti prahradihi kitavoyata. I am the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. And I should follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj never took back his words. He always fulfilled his promise. So, what will people say? They will say that the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj actually, out of vitta loba, out of greed for money, did not keep his promise. Do you want me to be infamous like that? Shouldn't I be following the footsteps of my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj? While Bali was thinking, yes, I should follow in the footsteps of my grandfather Prahlad Maharaj, who was the best of the devotees. So, Prahlad Maharaj had already planted the seed of bhakti in the heart of Bali Maharaj. And, as soon as Bali Maharaj saw Vamanadev, that seed immediately fructified into prema. So, Bali Maharaj is said to be a Kripa Siddha, according to the Acharyas. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Shila, Rupa Goswami says, Kripa Siddha, Yajnapatni, Vairochani, Shukadayaha. Three examples of Kripa Siddhas are given. Yajnapatnis, they are Kripa Siddhas. Vairochani, the son of Virochan, Bali Maharaj, and Shuka, Shukadeva Goswami, Adayaha, etc. Like that. So, then he says, Nahi asatyat paro adharma iti hovacha bhuriyam sarvam sodum alam manye rite alika param naram. So he quotes, you know what Bhumidevi said? Because he is a Brahmana, he is speaking something which will really appeal to a Brahmana, which is morality, truthfulness. He said, Bhumidevi said, I can tolerate any burden, but I can never tolerate the burden of a liar. I cannot hold a liar. As if he was very concerned about speaking the truth. That was not the intention of Bali Maharaj. Okay. These are not that a devotee is not moral from a mundane standpoint. But when it threatens his practice of bhakti, then he gives it up. So, here that was the situation. But he speaks to Shukracharya that I don't want to speak a lie. I don't want to speak a lie. As if he was really concerned about not speaking a lie. You know. But, you know, that is on a very dharmic platform. Because he quoted Artha Shastra. Bali Maharaj comes to the level of Dharma Shastra and he speaks on that level. But in reality, these personalities, under normal circumstances, do not act in a way that is contradictory to dharma. But under certain circumstances which threatens their bhakti, they give it up. You know, we all know that Yudhishthir Maharaj was glorified as a person who would never speak a lie. But there is a description in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, where Narada Muni comes to the assembly hall where there is a serious discussion that is happening between Yudhishthir Maharaj and his ministers. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is asking to his ministers, I am feeling great separation from Krishna. Somehow I want him back. What should we tell him? Should we tell him that all the enemies have started attacking us and we are not able to tolerate? Or should I tell that, Krishna, I am planning to do one more Ashwamedha Yajna and I need your help. Can you please come? None of which was true actually. And Narada Muni came and he saw that Yudhishthir Maharaj was asking suggestions from his ministers. What lie we can tell to Krishna so that Krishna will come here and satisfy and pacify my separation, my feelings of separation from him. So, this is why if you see, different shastras have different natures. There are different purposes for different shastras. For example, if you see, we will see this, you know, what is the ultimate conclusion, what is the common recommendation, what is the concession and what that shastra rejects. And we will try to understand four levels of shastras, starting with dharma shastras like Mahabharata. Okay. The ultimate conclusion recommended in Mahabharata is mukti through practice of one's varnashrama dharma. Follow your varnashrama dharma, you know, attain piety or purify your heart and attain mukti. That is the topmost recommendation. But the common recommendation of Mahabharata or the dharma shastras is follow your varnashram and enjoy. So, perform your varnashram duties, gain piety and then enjoy. Okay. And these dharma shastras reject sinful life. But if you, within Mahabharata, if you come to the middle of Mahabharata, which is Bhagavad Gita, if you see Bhagavad Gita, the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is pure devotional service. Manmanabhav madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Pure devotional service is the ultimate recommendation of Bhagavad Gita. But the common recommendation of Bhagavad Gita is pradani bhuta bhakti. Pradani bhuta bhakti means where bhakti is predominant, but it may sometimes be mixed with some karma, jnana, yoga, etc. Like as Krishna says, yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhosi dadasiyat yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. Arjuna, whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer in sacrifice, offer it to me. You know, like that. But Bhagavad Gita also gives concession for practicing karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, etc. Krishna says, karmanyevadikaraste ma faleshu kadachana, ma karma fala heturbur, ma te sangostu akarmani. Perform your duty but do not be attached to the fruits, O Arjuna. Like that. Or he also says, tapasvibhyo diko yogi, jnanibhyopi matodikaha, karmibhyascha diko yogi, tasmad yogi bhavarjuna. A yogi is better than a karmi, jnani, etc. Therefore, you should be a yogi. You know, he says. But this is a concession. It comes in the very beginning of Bhagavad Gita and this is not the ultimate conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. Okay. And outright Bhagavad Gita rejects demigod worship. Yajante avidipurvakam. This is avidipurvakam worship. This is not the right form of worship like that. You come one step higher. A literature like Srimad Bhagavatam, the ultimate conclusion or the recommendation of Srimad Bhagavatam is Vraja Bhakti. There is so much glorification of the love of the Vrajavasis in the 10th canto. Even the greatest of the devotees outside of Vrindavan glorify the Vrajavasis' love as something like Uddhava, Asamaho, Charanarenu, Jushamaham, Syad. Vrindavane kimapi gulma latoshadinam, he says. Let me become a blade of grass in Vrindavan so that I can receive the dust from the lotus feet of these Vrajavasis. The ultimate recommendation of Bhagavatam is Vraja Bhakti. But the common recommendation of Bhagavatam is actually Shuddha Bhakti. Savaipum samparo dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje ahaituki apratihataya yatma suprasidati. But Bhagavatam also sometimes give concession for Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, like Karma Mishra Bhakti, Jnana Mishra Bhakti, etc. Where Bhakti is predominant, but it may be mixed with Karma, Jnana, Yoga, etc. Like as in Akama Sarvakamova, Moksha Kama Udharadihi, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. Like that, okay, whatever may be your desire, at least perform Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam to attain that desire. Sometimes as a concession, Bhagavatam allows. And Bhagavatam outright rejects Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, demigod worship, sinful life, everything is rejected. Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramonet Matsaranam Satam. Now, if you come to a still higher literature like Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you see, the ultimate conclusion or the ultimate recommendation of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vraja Bhakti. The common recommendation of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Vraja Bhakti. But sometimes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, some concession is given to perform other types of Shuddha Bhakti. Okay. As in the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai spoke everything, you know, Varnashrama Acharavata Purushena Parappuman, Eho Bahya. What about Karmatyag, Eho Bahya? Jnana Mishra Bhakti, Eho Bahya. Aage kaho aar. And then finally when he said, Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namanta Eva Jeevanti Sanmukaritam Bhavadiya Vartam Stane Stita Shrutigatas Tanuvan Manobir E Prayasho Ajita Jitopyasita Istrilokyam. Give up the Jnana Prayas and worship the Supreme Lord from wherever you are situated. And then he says, Eho Hai. Aage kaho aar. This is okay. This is acceptable. So which means, acceptable limit is Shuddha Bhakti. Nothing less than that. And it outright rejects any kind of mixed devotional service. So if you see, the nature of these literatures, you know, what is the ultimate recommendation of that book? What is the common recommendation? What is a concession that the book gives and what it outright rejects? If you see, when there is a difference, there is a gradation. So therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that if you want to study Bhagavatam, you should thoroughly study Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and through the eyes and conclusions of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, you should understand Bhagavatam and all the other scriptures. Which means, you should understand and accept the conclusions of, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this is what is expected. You know, approach the other literatures by understanding the conclusions of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. So, therefore, if you see here, and each of these shastras also portray the characters according to the audience. Like, let's see two stark differences. If you see a Dharma Shastra, like various Dharma Shastras, including Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, if you see the difference. Bali Maharaj's pastime, for example, is not just given in Bhagavatam. It is there in many other scriptures. But if you see the way in which Bali Maharaj is portrayed, you know, the pastime is the same. Indra gets troubled by Bali Maharaj. Vamanadev comes, as per three steps of land, covers everything, arrests Bali Maharaj, gives the Swarga to Indra, and everything is taken care. Same pastime. But if you see the way in which it is described in the other literatures, which are primarily meant for dharmic people, the actual hero of this episode is Vamanadev. And the villain is Bali Maharaj. And the benefactor of this whole transaction is Indra. But if you see the description in Srimad Bhagavatam, even though till the very end, the devotees may have some pinprick against Vamanadev. They may sort of internally refuse to accept Vamanadev as a hero. But Bali Maharaj, right from the beginning, is the hero of this whole episode. That's the way Bhagavatam describes. From beginning to end, undisputed hero is Bali Maharaj. And Indra in this episode is a non-entity. He is actually the loser, we will see towards the end. He gets his swarga, whereas Bali Maharaj receives continuous association of the Supreme Personality of God. Right. So these character portrayals of particular personalities is according to the adhikar of the recipients of that particular book. If you see, Mahabharata describes the Pandavas as very, very dharmic people. One would never stray away from dharma. But Bhagavatam describes them to be, you know, absolutely dedicated devotees of Krishna. So, in this way, if you see, whether it is Bali Maharaj or the Pandavas or Vritrasur. Vritrasur is another classic case. Matsya Puran says that Bhagavatam is that literature in which the episode of the story of Vritrasur comes. But does it mean that there is the story of Vritrasur is not there in any of the literatures? Any other literatures? No, it is there. In parts of Rig Veda it is there. But it is not the story of Vritrasur. It is the story of Indra. Same story. But the script is also almost same. But the way it is presented is victory of Indra over Vritrasur. So Indra is glorified as Vritraha. So Indra is the hero, Vritrasur is the villain, and the depiction, the story is victory of dharma over adharma. This is the narrative. But if you see the narrative of Srimad Bhagavatam, the undisputed hero of that whole episode is Vritrasur. Indra cannot even be called as a villain. He is more like a, you can say, you know, like a joker, you can say. You know, he is cutting the neck of Vritrasur even after he had long passed away. But he was so scared of Vritrasur that, you know, he didn't want to take a chance. I think for 6 months or something, he keeps, you know, cutting the neck of Vritrasur. When Vritrasur, unable to tolerate his feelings of separation from Lord Sankarshan, had long left. Okay. So, in according to Rig Veda also, Indra kills Vritrasur. According to Bhagavatam also, Indra only kills Vritrasur. It's not the other way around. But the definition of victory or the definition of success is changed according to the qualification of the audience of that particular literature. So here, if you see, so that is why here Bali Maharaj also very clearly understanding the qualification of Shukracharya is speaking a logic which will be appealing to him. Even though he does not live by that logic because he is qualified for bhakti. He tells that I do not fear hell, I do not fear poverty, I do not fear any of these things as much as I fear cheating a brahmana like you. Because he is trying to touch his heart. So he keeps telling brahmana, brahmana, brahmana. He doesn't say, because the brahmana he does not want to cheat is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is feeling so much within his heart that I am getting an opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord. But he cannot tell this to Shukracharya. Because he does not share those sentiments. For him, the sentiments are on a different level. Okay. He says, and then he tells Shukracharya that, what is the use of this wealth that I will leave behind anyway on dying? I am not going to take it. But if this wealth is utilized to serve brahmanas like yourself, it is so wonderful. The acharyas say, even though he knows that Vishnu is his Lord, but he does not give respect, obeisances and prayers to the Lord. Why? Because he did not want to give sorrow to Shukracharya and the demons. Tanaham dishatak kruran samsareshu naradaman. Kshipami ajasrama shuban asurishveva yonishu. The demons naturally hate the Supreme Lord. He did not want to agitate them by publicly offering his prayers and obeisances to Lord Vamana. So he tells, but he knows Shukracharya is a Brahmana. So he will appreciate these sentiments at least. He said, how can I not give in charity to a Brahmana? So he said that, what kind of charity you want to give, you will lose your fame because you will not be able to fulfill your promise as I mentioned you. Bali Maharaj says, no, my dear Gurudev, don't you know about Dadichi, Shibi and other great personalities? We are still talking about them because they gave up their life to give in charity. They lost their life. Time did not spare their life, but time could not take away their fame. You see here, they are still famous. We are talking about them. I wish to become famous like them, says Bali Maharaj. But in reality, that is not what is there in his heart. What does he care about fame? When he has the opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord, he doesn't care about anything else. But he cannot say to Shukracharya, and that too in front of all the demons, that all I care about is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He cannot say that. So he says, what about my fame? As if he really cares for it. Okay. So, then he says, don't you think that the real glory of a charitable person is to lose all his wealth by giving in charity to qualified brahmanas like yourself? You know, he's telling Shukracharya. Look, this small boy is a qualified brahmana like you, Shukracharya. So, isn't it the real glory of a charitable person is to lose all his wealth and become poor and pauper by giving in charity to a brahmana like you? So therefore, but he says, but understand Bali, he is not a brahmana, he is Vishnu. Then he says, is Vishnu not that personality whom you brahmanas worship while offering your sacrifices? Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Yagya book. Brahmanas like, I am a demon, but you brahmanas like you yourself, Shukracharya, when you offer these sacrifices, who is your yagya book? Vishnu, right? So I should be following you and giving in charity to your worshipable Lord Vishnu. Why you are stopping me? Okay. So he says that, my dear Lord, even if he, as you are predicting or as you are guessing, that he will arrest you and he will send you to hell for anything, does not matter. I did not do any sin. Even if you may do it, I will still give it because I respect brahmanas like yourself. Again and again. He is invoking that sin. He is not telling because he is the Supreme Lord. And then he says that, and then he gives a very powerful logic to Shukracharya. He said, look, the Supreme Lord is Uttama Shloka. Uttama Shloka means one whose fame is imperishable. His fame is imperishable. So, if I have promised to give him something, and if I don't give, he will feel, oh, that will be a black mark on my fame. That someone promised to give me something, but I could not take it. So what will the Lord do? He will say, okay, Bali, you either give it to me or fight. Shukracharya says, then fight. And he says, fight with Lord Vishnu? He will definitely kill me. Okay. He is na shayita nihato maya. I can never kill him. He will kill me. Anyways, I will lose my life. Okay, I might as well save my life actually. Because he is Uttama Shloka, he will not just go back like a brahmana telling that, oh, I asked for something I could not get. That will be a blemish to his fame. So, like that. Okay. So, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Finally, he decides. So finally he says, no, my dear Gurudev, I will give. I am going to give him. Evam ashraditam shishyam anadeshakaram guruhu shashapa daiva prahitaha satyasandam manasvinam. Then Shukracharya, daiva prahitaha, he had actually already committed an offense towards Lord Vishnu. That offense impelled him to commit another aparad towards Vaishnava, Bali Maharaj. Daiva prahitaha. So, offense to the Lord breeds offense to the devotees also. Offense breeds offense. So, shashapa manasvinam shishyam. He cursed his very generous disciple, Bali Maharaj. Satyasandam, who was very hell-bent on fulfilling that promise. But Ashraditam, who was unfaithful to his guru. Anadeshakaram, and he was willing to disobey his guru to give in charity. Dridam panditamani agnyaha stabdosi asmadupekshaya matshasana atigo yastvam achirad brashyase shriyaha. He says, this is like Krishna telling Arjuna, Ashochyan anvashochastvam pragya vadamscha bhashase. You are talking like a very intelligent person, but your logic indicates that you are very foolish. Pragya vadamscha bhashase. You know, you are talking big, big words, but it is like, you know, it is not according to the Shastras. So, same way, he is, Shukracharya is telling Bali Maharaj, Agnyaha, you are just foolish. Panditamani, you are thinking that you are a very learned person. Dridam stabdosi, and you dare to be so impudent. Asmadupekshaya, and you have the audacity to say no to my order. Matshasana atigaha achiratvam brashyase shriyaha. Because of disobeying me, you will very soon be bereft of all your opulence. This is my curse on you. But, you know, curses don't act on devotees. Okay. Oftentimes, you know, you think that, oh, if someone curses, what will happen? I mean, if the devotee is sincere, of course, we should not invite curses. But if for whatever reasons, someone curses devotee for, despite their being very sincere in their devotional service, definitely those curses do not act. You know, even if it may be Pitru Shapa or whatever Shapa, it does not act on devotees. Okay. Achiratvam brashase shriyaha. Very soon you will be bereft of all your opulence. This is what he says. So whenever such curses come upon devotees, the acharyas give alternate meanings also to it. So they say, achiratvam brashase shriyaha means, one meaning is, very soon you will lose all your opulence. Or, another meaning is, you won't have to lose your opulence for very long. Because very soon you will gain the treasure of Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. That is the meaning. Okay. But, even after being cursed in this way, Bali Maharaj, being a great personality, he took up his kamandalu and offered the three steps of land to Vamanadev. And right at that time, Vindhyavali, whom no one had ever seen her, she was such a chaste and shy person that sun rays had never touched her face. That was her. But here, because she was so like-minded, like her husband, she had so much love for the Supreme Lord. For the first time, all her maid servants were stopping her. But she, you know, she neglected all of that. She took the pot of water and she ran to assist her husband in serving the Supreme Lord. Like that. So, of course, the past time has just started, but the time is over. But tomorrow also it is, the next verse also talks about Bali Maharaj's pastime. So hopefully, I think it's Purushottam Prabhu who is supposed to give class tomorrow. Hopefully he will continue the pastime or whatever he decides. But we cannot go over time. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.